What business do owl pellets have in an art gallery?
Well, aside from the fact that they're very sculptural and mysteriously strange conglomerations of matter, as are many sculptures, they are there more for as like a naturalist prop, I would say, for this particular show, where we are exploring owls, their behaviors, their mysteries, their habitat, their presence in art.
You're listening to the computer radio show, The Differentiated Business Podcast, with Michael J. Hart IV and Theodore J. Heron I. Earlier we saw a car that had a computer mount that they like we just saw it in a parking lot.
Yeah.
It was like they made it. It was like a mm-hmm. Modified computer mount with like just a wood panel platform that stood up with
about dashboard level,
and then a laptop computer was just on top of it.
And you could see where they could plug it into their lighter so it could get constant power.
And they're doing that now. Like, people are out there in the world and they're creating these basically computer desks.
Command centers, mobile command centers.
To listen to this radio show.
That's why they have it.
They're driving down the road and they're blasting our show out their windows and they're pulling it up on their computers.
Yep. That's why.
It's amazing. This is an amazing world that we live in.
Yeah.
Why does an advertising business have an art gallery in it in the first place? Should we talk about that?
We can talk about that. This is the Differentiated Business Podcast, is it not? Fresh produce is a differentiated business.
Yeah.
It's a differentiated business.
Why are you getting so confrontational?
Now listen to me.
It is appropriate that we talk about it.
Since we did it at the very beginning,
you're coming at me pretty strong right now.
Show versus tell. You can tell people you're creative, or you can show people that you're creative and that you embrace creativity. And that's what Ipso Gallery at Fresh Produce is intended to do. We celebrate creative process, we learn from creative process, we get inspired by the creativity around us, and that's why we put our agency inside of an art gallery.
Liz Heron is the curator of Ipso Gallery at Fresh Produce. What business does a show about owls have in an art gallery?
We're talking a lot of business.
Yeah, because
let's get down to business.
Well, this is the Differentiated Business Podcast. So, what business does an owl art show have to do in an advertising agency, anyway? But that's not the question, is it? That's not the question I asked. The first question I asked is, what business does an owl show have in an art gallery?
Well, technically your first question was about owl pellets.
What business do owls have making pellets anyway?
You need to get an owl here and ask them that question. I would say the business of having owls in an art gallery, is that where we got to?
Yeah, let's answer that one. I have so many questions. I'm just bubbling over with questions.
About business.
Well,
the owls are in the gallery because our gallery routinely, once a year, in October, explores a concept of mystery and mysticism. And this year, as opposed to ones in the past, where we explore an artist concept of mysticism, this year we selected an organism, a mysterious organism, the owl, and explored it as a topic. The idea of having live owls, actually anywhere, but particularly in an art space, seems pretty radical. It involved calling a Raptor Center in Rapid and calling people at the University of Minnesota and finding out about the network of raptor handlers in South Dakota, which led us to Tanya McCarlson, a certified raptor handler. She has a really great raptor rescue mission, and she's a falconer. She's going to be visiting our space with these two owls, and that was ambitious, and we're pulling it off.
So she's bringing a couple of owls.
She walks around and introduces her birds.
He's 80% sure his blood type is B negative. Michael J. Hart IV will now play. Whoo! Made that sound. I will say an owl name, and then you will attempt to do the owl call.
Okay.
Short-eared owl. This will be the first time, from my recollection, that we have had live creatures in the gallery.
Ooh, that's actually incorrect. In our last show, we had an animal husbandry submission for White Ribbon, and it was live freshwater shrimp.
Yes.
So,
were they sea monkeys?
No, they weren't, and I asked that right away. They were not.
Could we do a sea monkey show?
Yeah, absolutely.
Next October?
Yeah, we'll have to figure out how that becomes art.
Well,
but
No. I think that's the easy part. How we could? I mean, see, are you kidding? Sea monkeys? Very artistic.
No.
I think the hardest thing will be to find a sea monkey handler. Great horned owl. I want you to think about the great horned owl. Get a picture of it in your head. Can you picture it?
I can see it. I honestly don't know.
Great horned owl.
Here's what I think.
Oh, that was interesting. That was nice.
You never get close to an owl unless you're at a facility where they're housed. But how often do we get to a place like that? We might be lucky enough to see an owl or two in our lifetime because they are so elusive.
Burrowing owl.
Owls are magnificent. They're bulky, big, feathered birds. They're beautiful. And they're rarities because they're out at night.
How about the barn owl? That sounded owlish.
Yeah.
Their stillness and their sense of observation and the extraordinarily strange stretchiness of their neck, that they can turn it all the way around, is very, you know, poltergeist or, you know, it's reminiscent of a horror show in some ways.
Screech owl.
Truly mysterious. Large eyes, you know, this very pointy beak. They're up high, staring down at you.
The barred owl.
Whoop. Whoop. Whoop.
No.
Well, they don't have lips, I guess.
No.
Whoop. Whoop.
Like that.
Yeah.
No, that's the barred owl.
And I think just all of that combined with the darkness, the dark environment in which you find them, provides just the right context for them to take on this very mysterious persona.
The owls of the eastern ice. The fish owl. As a bonus point. Let's see what Michael J. Hart IV.
I've never encountered a fish owl.
The fish owl.
Big or small?
One of the larger owls, the fish owl.
Do you think that affects the sound?
I don't know. I hate to say.
Whoosh. Whoosh. Whoosh.
I think it's probably a bigger owl it's going to sound.
Yeah.
You it's going to sound like that.
I like some of the bot. Like, I like how you, yeah.
You, well, you got to be the
that
owl.
That was apish.
You got to be the owl.
You got to be the owl. You got to be an owl ape.
Who said that? Oh, no, like, no, no. Who made that sound? That's the segment we just did. And it was super fun and very accurate.
Never done anything like it. Nobody has.
No. People are going to be rolling around on their motorized off-road computer desks, command centers, and they're going to be able to listen to that.
I'd like you to invite our listeners to Mystic Hollow at Ipso Gallery.
Ooh. Mystic Hollow, our next show at the Ipso Gallery in Fresh Produce. It is going to be Friday, October 18th, from 6 to 8 p.m. And it is inspired, all of the art is inspired by our feathery friends, the owls.
What business does a sea monkey have in an art gallery?
When you post this one, you should definitely like hashtag National Geographic. They're going to want to get a hold of this. They're going to want to put it on their TV program.